This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live and on location for What's On Your Mind Today in beautiful downtown Fargo, North Dakota. And it is absolutely beautiful. I just got a text from somebody saying it was also like crazy beautiful at Van Hook. Beautiful this morning, according to one of our fine listeners. Where else is it beautiful? Let me know. I'd love to know. Because beautiful has sort of been in short supply here lately, hasn't it? Exactly, had the best May. You know, bursts of nice in April and May, but nothing that lasts. So I'm hoping this is going to last. But I'm serious, I can't see a cloud. Gorgeous blue sky. Sun shining, and we are just outside the Fargo Civic Center. We started the broadcast inside the Fargo Civic Center today, but Verizon really dropping the ball today. Kind of like they dropped the ball north of Bismarck there. 2, 3, 4 spots. What's the deal with that anyway? It's a whole other show. But anyway, we couldn't get to the best coverage. So we said, you know, it's a beautiful day. And, you know, we go outside, we get better cell coverage. So let's go outside. Todd, you've done it many times. You just
absolutely.
go where you need to get the signal, right?
Well, and if it's nice enough outside, why would you not be outside?
Precisely.
We live in North Dakota where you can't always be doing that.
Kind of a who's who of North Dakota going on here right now. Senator Hovind and Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao just wrapping up their remarks. Governor Doug Burgum here in a couple of minutes. And then this thing just goes. It goes with all kinds of folks talking about drones. And also today is tomorrow, but they're going to proclaim this today, announcing it for tomorrow, National Autonomous Vehicle Day. You know what an autonomous vehicle is? Todd?
Yeah, self-driving.
Yeah, I like the
That's what's going to let you get work done or get a nap or whatever when you need to go from Fargo to Watford City to do the show or something like that.
Do they scare you? Autonomous vehicles?
Some concerns. I don't think it's quite as perfected yet, but I think we're going to get there. I mean, stupid drivers always concern me too, so...
Well, you know, here's the deal. I bet the better than 90% of the time you've been in a plane, it's been flown by computer.
Right.
Okay. So think of that. We don't think anything of that. So I don't see this as a lot different. Obviously, there's more traffic. I don't know. It's technology. It always spooks you a little bit at the beginning, but I don't think this is crazy. I think this, you know, you explore this, you see where it goes. I think the same thing about drones. I know some people hear drone and they think somebody's peering in my window. Somebody's, you know, sneaking around. Somebody, you know, as in anything, any technology is going to be used in a bad way. The internet is glorious, right? Yet think about how many lives pornography ruins. And pornography is straight from the devil himself, right? So the devil sees the internet as a perfect opportunity to use that. Yet, you know, I don't know the percentage, but that's a small percentage of, in total, what good can be done with the internet. So I don't.
We can
imagine
it from a different direction, don't you think? Maybe the first horseless carriage kind of scared a few people.
Exactly my point. You're going the same place I am. Exactly my point. I think anytime something was new and different, you think, whoa. You think when the Wright brothers were out there messing around in North Carolina in the middle of a field somewhere, and they said, well, we're going to fly a plane? What? You're going to do what? I'm not getting in that. You know what I mean? So it doesn't take very long, and you can rack up a lot of examples where it's a difference. But I'm curious what our listeners think. I mean,
we went to the moon for crying out loud. We should be able to drive around North Dakota, right?
I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. Because I know how much you love one of the products one of our fine sponsors makes, MyPillow. If you text us or you call the recorded line today, and all you need to do is say, drones good, drones bad. Autonomous vehicles good, autonomous vehicles bad. Just tell me whether you think they're good or bad. If you want to add a comment, that's fine. But I think there's way more good in these technologies than they're bad. But I'm curious what you think. We will draw a winner at the end of the program for a free MyPillow. Simple as that. What else are we doing today? You know, I saw this story yesterday about Kathy Griffin. First of all, I have no idea who this woman is. No idea. No idea whatsoever.
Allegedly funny comedian.
I asked Todd. I said, Todd, do you know who this woman is? I don't know. He said, a comedian. Yeah, okay, all right, fine. But I don't know who she is. So I think somebody's on the internet doing something horrible, vile, evil. Who thinks like that? But I don't know who she is. Well, anyway, it turns out she's somewhat of a celebrity, I guess. And she does this photo shoot with a, she's simulating that she's holding Donald Trump's head up, okay? Like she's beheaded Donald Trump, like ISIS does, okay, to innocent people. And, I put up a Facebook post about it just to see what you folks thought about it. It wasn't like I wasn't outraged, but I just take it par for the course. I think about it a little more, and then I think, you know what? Thank you, Kathy Griffin. Maybe we should thank this woman. Maybe we should thank her for showing us here in real America, showing folks everywhere, just how off the rails nuts the anti-Trump people have become. Because that's not normal. That's not even within the same universe as normal. Okay, that's flat out crazy. Evil, vile, wicked. So thank you, because now a lot of people know that, Kathy Griffin. That was another motion. And then I saw what Donald Trump said today, where he said, Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Barron, are having a hard time with this. Let me ask you something, parents. What are among the most difficult times in your life? For me, it's when a child's having a tough time. And Maria and I have been blessed in that I can't think of a lot of times when there's been, but you know, something at school or with a friend or boyfriend, whatever. You know what I mean? These things happen. And you're just sick about it. You got that pit in your stomach, and I'm the fixer always. I want to just fix it. My wife will say, you can't fix everything. Just let, you know. But, I mean, I instantly want to go into fix mode because I'm, if my son or daughter's having a hard time with something, so am I. It whips you up. Your gut's a blender. So now I'm spitting nails mad. Now I'm thinking about that adorable Barron Trump, and I'm spitting nails mad about this deal. You know, I don't know what you do about stuff like this. Some of these people do this stuff for effect, so you talk about it, you're giving them attention. You know, I struggle with that. On the other hand, I think this woman should be shamed to the nth degree. She clearly is realizing this is bad for business because she's already apologizing, but is that enough? I don't know. So I'm kind of curious what you think ought to happen. I would be interested. What else are we doing today? Justin Fisk is going to be here to talk about the Madora musical. They're cranking up. Chris Polson will be here, Vice President of Ag at Centerra. And they have some technology that is really good as an ag application, taking pictures of your fields. And the new athletic director at the University of Mary, whom we don't know who that is yet because it hasn't been announced, but whoever that is going to be here before the end of the program. Tom Canville is going to be joining me, as I said earlier, as well. And Tom is a drone pioneer in the great state of North Dakota. Also has UAI International, does consulting in this area and a lot of work. Tom, nice to see you.
Glad to be here, Scott.
Why are events like this important? What's going on here today?
Well, it's really key to when you're bringing on new technology into the public sector and private that you communicate and spread the word on what we're doing so people are comfortable with it. And so we have south of 600 people here from around the world. North Dakota, as you know, is leading the way, so it's really exciting.
I love it when North Dakota leads. And you know who I think of, especially when it comes to anything to do with the air? John Odegaard, right? Tom Clifford, your stepdad, and John Odegaard conniving and just doing everything it took to get an aerospace program at UND. That was us way ahead of the curve. Way ahead of the curve of anybody else. And this is the same kind of deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, UND Aerospace is one of the key legs in this stool. But our current leadership, Scott, as you know, rocks. I mean, we've got a governor who's an entrepreneur that's like, let me know how I can help. Senators, congressmen, all of them, Senator Heitkamp, they're all like rolling the boat to win this. And as you know, we have less people in our state than some of those states we're competing with have in one county. So we need everybody on the same team, and it's going well.
The Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, is here today. We'll be interviewing her later at the grand opening of Bobcat's new facility, and then we'll have that interview tomorrow on the program, her along with Senator Hovind, to talk about this visit to North Dakota. But she said on stage today, she said, Senator Hovind says, come to North Dakota. I come to North Dakota. I'm here to serve, you know, and you got a great senator. And if you talk to the people that are looking to do business here, the Northrop Grumman's and the General Atomics and these big-time companies and the smaller ones as well, they just say, you don't get this kind of attention from a senator or a congressman or a governor anywhere. I mean, they rave about exactly what you're talking about. That's why they're here.
I look back 6 or 7 years ago. I was one of the idea people behind the airspace integration team in One Voice, and to see how far our industry's come in the last 6, 7 years. We have a long way to go, but it's really exciting.
A lot of opportunity and a lot of benefit for farmers, growers, folks in the energy world, too. More coming up. Your calls welcome, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. The NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management into the search bar and click enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded for free. The North Dakota Soybean Council is a proud supporter of this project. Some of the tools in the app give users the ability to search by crop or pest to find the solutions to problems or recommended treatments. Growers also can save or mark their favorite areas. Pictures of pests, weeds, and diseased plants are included to make in-field comparisons. There are also special tools specifically designed for weed selection to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe the devil made her do it.
Well, I don't know if I think he's mocking me, Todd. Was it safe to say that caller's mocking?
Yeah, probably.
My reference to the devil made her do it. I don't know how you look at what she did and don't say that's of the devil. Who cuts somebody's head off or mocks cutting somebody's head off? That is, you know, of the biblical sort.
Comedians
or even of the agnostic sort. Come on. I mean,
I watch and listen to comedians all the time. I've just never really thought she was that funny in the first place. And that, I mean, that's, you know. And, yeah, with, like another texter said, what if somebody had done that with Obama, come out with Obama's head?
He'd be in jail
yet.
I understand. You know, I don't know. What have we become? What do you do about it? I don't know. Let's chat with some callers here. Michael in Tioga, Jim in Wells County. Wait, we'll go to Jim in Wells County first because he has a airplane question, and I have my aviation expert Tom Kenville here, so I might need his expertise. Jim, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, our telephone number.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's not a question. It's a statement. We're talking about airplanes being flown by computers. Well, there's human beings behind the computers that are monitoring the computers. And I want you to just envision something. Let's talk 737 on final to Chicago Midway with a 40-knot crosswind. That's about 50 miles an hour with 3 inches of ice and then 6 inches of snow on top of that with 6 feet of concrete walls on each end of the runway and a computer only monitoring the landing of that airplane. Is that a plane you want to be in? I don't think so. You need human beings to make split decisions.
Tommy, the scenario he described, would that ever be on autopilot? That would always be with a pilot running the show, wouldn't it?
Well, what he's referring to is could the drone do the same thing? I mean, Airbus has been autonomous since 1988, and the pilots they're observing. Similar to this, the pilot's observing but not sitting there. I mean, my drones, I have six of them. They fly autonomously, 30-knot winds. They're not built for the weather. We're not going to be doing this tomorrow, right, in all these weather conditions, but it's coming.
No, it's about 40 years away. The experts say at least 40 years away. Maybe 20 at best, maybe 100 on the outside. It's only going to take one big accident. We're going to say, hey, wait a minute, just like the thing with Uber in New York City when it ran into something like a school bus. You know, it's out there a ways. I'm not saying it's not coming, but it's like the light bulb when we're using rocks to bust up meat and eat, you know, in a cave. So
bottom line is, it worries you, Jim. It worries you. You're concerned about it. We asked earlier.
It doesn't worry me. It doesn't worry me at all. I'm an airline pilot. It doesn't worry me. I'm just saying it's a long ways out.
Right.
You need
okay.
human beings to make split decisions that computers can't.
Hey. Right, but is anybody saying that that wouldn't be the case? So like the idea of, you know, what would you say Airbus has been?
Yeah, Airbus for many years, as he knows, as an airline pilot. I mean, but you have an override. You have a pilot can take control. He's right. It's not happening immediately in those weather conditions, but it's, you know, I'm flying today in high winds in Texas, and so it's coming. I disagree with his length of time, but we have to be careful, we have to be well trained, and we have to have policies and procedures in place, and that's what we're working on every day.
Interesting questions, comments. Welcome from anybody. 800-228-0550, our toll free telephone number. Let's see who's next. Michael in Tioga. You're up, sir. Go ahead. Good, sir.
Hey,
how are you?
Scott, how are you today? Scott.
Good, sir. How are you?
You earlier. Good, good. Can you hear me, Scott?
I can now, yep.
Okay. No, listening to you earlier in discussions about the Kathy Griffin debacle here, well, why don't we take people that do things like this, regardless of their status in Hollywood or whatever, take them in by the strong arm of the law and hold them for a number of days for a mental evaluation.
Yeah, who decides who needs a mental evaluation? I mean, in my mind, she does. So I'll decide on this one. But I'm just thinking, you know, what do you do in a case like this? Was the question I asked, and you got a suggestion that says clearly there's something unstable here that anybody could do that. And I happen to think that about a lot of people that are. I mean, not just because they don't like Donald Trump, okay? And I see it as, look, Donald Trump's been elected by the people because the system's broken, and that's just a product of Republicans not doing the job. And look, you beat 16 Republicans. The Democrats not doing the job. That's why Hillary, after all the years of prep, didn't get it. That's just it is what it is, right? I see it as that. But there are people who are so, like, twisted into knots over this that, in my mind, they need counseling. And I would say that about somebody that, for instance, Hillary had won, and they were doing the same things about her that are conservative, maybe, right? I'd say this. Anybody that their lives is so consumed with worry and fear and hatred for another person, let alone the president, needs help. But I don't know. Absolutely. So how would we go about doing what we're doing? Okay, you need help, so you got to get an evaluation because you did something crazy. I just don't know who would decide, is what I'm saying.
You probably have to lean on your local authorities, yeah, but I think it's past time that we start taking action. I know personally some folks who have done things that were far less scary than that, and they were picked up and held by the law for mental evaluations and kept in observation for days.
Yeah, let the sheriff decide. Maybe you're onto something there, Michael. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Others welcome. 2580550. Text Todd or I. Todd at 701-367-2054. Actually, that's mine. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. Either one of those will get you right to us today. Here's some texters. I think you're totally right on. I'm a truck driver. I see people driving, and daily, some of them, frankly, scare the crap out of me. This goes back to the autonomous thing again, Tommy, for a second. So, yes, people screw up. And yes, as the earlier caller said, computers screw up. It's going to take a long time. Who screws up more?
People. We don't like to admit it, Scott. Now, obviously, people have to build the software, too, so it's not always foolproof. But, I mean, you look at what our cell phones and the technology you have today. Look at how fast it's moved, and this is moving real fast. I don't think that we'll be flying all over beyond line of sight anytime soon, but I think we'll have controlled areas like North Dakota, like rural areas. I mean, and there's a lot of rural area in this country that you can have policies and procedures and set up the autonomous flight. The auto and the car and the vehicles, I mean, they're driving them, Google and Amazon and you name it, they're driving them right now. You know, and sure, there's issues, but there's a lot less per 100,000 miles, I would bet, than a human per 100,000.
And a question I want to ask you that you were not going to have time to answer before the break, but I would like to know more about, for instance, your company helps pipeline companies fly their routes to make sure that there are no issues along the route they can look for in the reclamation area or whatever. I mean, a pilot is piloting that. There's just a wireless communication between that pilot and the actual camera.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that isn't really autonomous, is it?
Well, no. We set up the route and program it in just like you do your GPS in your car. And then the aircraft follows that. So
hold that thought. More on this. Kathy Griffin, anything else you want to talk about? 800-228-0550 today on What's On Your Mind, live from the Fargo Civic Center in Drone Focus.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Setting the record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hillen. Our guest today is Doug Hilly, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying, they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles passed a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on the fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more Radio Histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Drone Focus 2017 is a conference in Fargo, North Dakota that is attracting the who's who in the drone world. Senator Hoeven, Secretary of Transportation Elaine Chao, Governor Burgum kicked off the conference this morning at 8:30, and it's day one of 2 days' worth of events. A lot happening. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford here. Chatted with him for a little bit today, and saw Mark Hagerot, Dr. Mark Hagerot from the North Dakota University System. There's just a lot of folks here, and of course, a lot of industry folks as well. You know the drone world. Tom Kenville's with me. Tommy from UAI International, our drone guru. Is this a who's who?
It is
for the industry.
It is. Senator Hoeven calls me the godfather of the drone industry. That sounds a little bit on the edge of the rules, but I'm honored because I've been in it the longest of anyone in the state, and it's so fun to see it grow. We have one speaker who helps the state out in D.C., Sean Bullard. You've got that ag gentleman coming on who's making good headway in the ag with Sentara. Just many industries are taking over. We've got a company from Israel here, a company from Norway here. That's a big draw to North Dakota, and the Israeli company and the Norwegian company are doing business here. So very exciting.
A lot happening here, and if you have questions or comments about it, we've been asking the question. In fact, we're giving away a free MyPillow if you text or give us a voicemail comment. 800-228-0550. When you call, you can press 1 and leave a message, or text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. And tell us, drones good or bad? Autonomous vehicles good or bad? Tell us your thoughts on this emerging technology that we're talking about on this beautiful day. And if it's beautiful where you are, you can let us know that, too. We did get the report that Van Hook is just beautiful today. So that and Fargo get beautiful awards, and nobody else is really saying much of anything about the other beautiful spots around North Dakota. So I'm not so sure how beautiful it is there. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Speaking of MyPillow, Becky sent us a note. Said, hey, every time you talk about one of Mike's offers, we buy it. Mattress topper, dog bed, travel pillow, regular MyPillows, we have for the whole family. It's the only pillow we'll ever use. Even comes with us on vacation to hotels. Bought the first one in 2001. Order your own, so you'll be glad you did. The best pillow ever. Take it from the customers. Todd and I said the same thing. And they have that My Cushion now that is great for bleachers and the volleyball games and football games and for wheelchair scooters, boating, fishing, camping, hunting vehicles. It's made with MyPillow's patented interlocking fill. Same thing there. All you need to do is use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. You'll get discounts. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Steve, in Beardsley, Minnesota, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Scott. Remember the big stink they made on this Kathy Griffin thing? The big stink they made when somebody for a parade display, they put an outhouse on a trailer and called it the Obama Library?
Yeah, I remember the incident. I don't remember the stink, no pun intended, but I'm sure there was.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. I think she took it too far on this deal. I mean, you know, the things they, the black guy that they had pulling out a gun that shot Trump in the head and a flag popped out that said bang on it, you know, just, you know, it's inciting, I believe.
So should there be legal action against...
No, legal. But drag these people in and talk to them anyway. I mean, I wouldn't even think of doing something like that, you know?
Well, in my mind, when you're depicting the death, never mind it's grotesque, obviously, and how she's depicting it, set that aside. It's the death. She's you know... attempting to make a point that he should be dead and be beheaded. To me, that ought to prompt a visit from the Secret Service at a minimum. I don't know. I'm going back and forth between ignore this woman, ignore this devil-inspired insanity, and shine as much light on it as possible, shout from the mountaintop, because, number one, we need to recognize there are people out there like that. That's where she deserves some thanks. You need to know these are the kind of people, this is the way they think. Now, I don't think 1% of America is going to say, boy, I'm with her, let's go. So, you know, maybe it opens some eyes, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just crazy world we live in.
That it is. Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Lots of text rolling in here on the MyPillow contest today. Shelley says drones are awesome. Even more incredible that North Dakota leads the way. I'm not 100% sold on the autonomous car quite yet, but I love that technology allows us to advance. On the autonomous vehicle, tomorrow is officially National Autonomous Vehicle Day. That's being put on the National Day calendar, you know, where all the... You know, the morning shows and newspapers, and there's a lot of media attention to those different things that are on each day throughout the day, and they get some attention. So it's in a new league. It's in a new category. I'm curious, Tommy, is it neck and neck with drones, or is drones way ahead of the game and the autonomous vehicles are kind of back where drones were 5-10 years ago?
Well, I mean, I think they're closer than neck and neck than people think, because the big players are putting money into the vehicle deal, you know. The Googles, the you know, Ford just hired a new CEO because the last one wasn't far enough along in the autonomous vehicle race. I mean, you and I both rock, what, 40,000 miles a year? It'd be pretty nice to sit in the passenger seat with your laptop open, doing your work, getting to where you have to go. I mean, I think it has a long way to go, but I'm kind of looking forward to getting that option on one of my cars.
I can't even imagine how much more I'd get done.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm very common to be Bismarck, Fargo, Bismarck, Watford City. Yeah. I mean, all over the place. And if I'm in the back cranking on the laptop, you know, now I got more time at home with the kids after a long road trip.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think it's coming. I mean, look at the trucking industry. If you can make semis that way, sure, it'll take away some jobs. But I think we'll always have observers, Scott, in all this industry.
What do you mean by observer?
Well, I think you'll be able to override the autonomous thing in your car at the trucking if semis get that way. Airplanes, like I mentioned earlier, Airbuses have been fly-by-wire since the late 80s. You know, but there's always pilots there managing the systems. An override. And so I think both in the drones and the autonomous vehicles, there'll have to be some way out. But like another area where the autonomous drones can be single pilot operations. So, you know, charters and that are single pilot. Well, what if you could, if something happened to the pilot, you could take over the plane from the ground, right? That's another example of how you could use them. You know, the Federal Express, the caravans, they're all single pilot. What if one of those guys has a health emergency? be great if he could report in, you know, XYZ, boom, hit a button, something on the ground takes over that airplane, so it's safe. So there's just a lot of ways you could use this technology, and we're trying to get there.
Yeah. Another texter says, drones are good for farmers and ranchers with hundreds of acres they may not reach otherwise, but not good within a town or city. What would you say to that?
They have safety rules right now. I'm not big on in the big cities, you know, and because you do have to have a way out even with a little drone, right?
What's a way out mean?
I mean, if you have engine failure, where are you going to put it, right? Where is it going to land? And we have rules about flying around people. And when you see drones flying over huge crowds, I don't necessarily believe they're following the rules.
They are great for agriculture, though, aren't they?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. We flew a lot of ag last year, and to look for crop damage, yes. I think you're having an ag guy on later. The software to manipulate all that data, when you fly a quarter, there's terabytes of stuff there. I mean, when you go fly a power line or you fly a wind turbine, it's a little bit of data.
But I'm saying if I'm a farmer, I'm a rancher, and I want more data on, you know, okay, I'm going to input costs are through the roof. I want to pick and choose where it actually needs it, not just blanket it. Isn't it perfect for that? Isn't it really help the grower with costs?
Well, we did a lot of testing last year, and I'm not sure the software is quite there yet where I can fly your farm field today and get you the data tomorrow morning. And farmers need it urgently. Where other industries get me the data in a week, get me in 2 weeks. So it's coming, and it will help. I mean, we flew a lot of storm-damaged crops last year, and that was very valuable on how much of the crop is actually damaged because you're not getting a 10% sample. You're getting a HD, high-resolution, within 3 centimeters photo of the entire fields, you know.
John in Bismarck next at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. That's our number to call us, 258-0550. Give us a ring. What's on your mind, John?
Well, I think it would be a good idea to take Christian literature and to put it in some of our bombers and spread it all over the Middle East. They haven't heard very much about Jesus Christ, and that's been kept from them people. And I think that a lot of them would be converted and be come over to Christian way of thinking and would overthrow those countries in short order. I just instead of putting it all into bombs and everything else, I think it would be good to put it in literature like that and put it in the bombers and take it and dump it over them.
And don't we do that? I think we do that, don't we?
No. Not at the level that it takes.
Yeah, I've heard some, you know, like Billy Graham's organization and others doing some of those things that maybe not necessarily in the heat of where an ISIS encampment is or something, but I like the idea. I would imagine the ACLU would say you can't use a government taxpayer funded plane to do something like that. That wouldn't bother me any. I love the concept. I love the idea. That's for sure.
First, you go ahead and do it, and then you worry about them.
take that message to the ends of the earth. I heard that somewhere. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Grand Forks weather is beautiful, too, says another texter. We'll expand the MyPillow giveaway. You can go drones, good or bad. You can do autonomous vehicles, good or bad. And you can tell us how your weather is, good or bad. Wherever. We love knowing where you're listening. So let us know. Text us at 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503. That's Todd. Mine's 701-367-2054. Because now we've established Van Hook, Grand Forks, and Fargo. Beautiful. Where else? Steve says, yes, for drone and UAV tech usage. Okay, appreciate that. Another listener, live west of Mandan, just gorgeous out, no wind, pheasants strutting around, meadowlarks singing, I'm thinking I will be able to spend time outside standing upright. Well, good for you. No wind, and the pheasants are strutting, and the meadowlarks are singing, and life's good west of Mandan. All right, another good location. You're in the drawing. More from Drone Focus coming up. Tommy will be back with us a little after 10 with our ag expert on drone from Drone Focus 2017. Don't go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This hot and muggy in Orlando. Rain later today.
Yeah.
Orlando. Orlando Schmalando.
That's that iHeart app working for you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. We're glad they're listening, but you know, I think they're trying to make us jealous that they are in Orlando and we aren't. But guess what? It's not hot and muggy here.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Orlando at this time of the year. Hot and muggy? Yuck.
No kidding. No kidding.
No, thank you.
Aberdeen, South Dakota, beautiful and no wind. Thanks. Bismarck, says another, is beautiful. Okay. Who else we got here? Let's see if I'm missing. On our way to Minot, the weather, beautiful drones are a good thing, especially for farmers checking fields and ranchers checking cows. Possibilities are endless. That's how we ought to think about drones, in my view. You nailed it. Way to go. Possibilities are endless. You're exactly right. It's Wednesday. It means it's time for Wednesday Wheels on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Bucklitz, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Valley City. Yes, Bucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. He's in not only Bismarck, but also in Valley City, too. And two great stores. This week, got a great featured vehicle for you. The Valley City store, 2012 GMC Yukon, one owner, local trade, most of them are. They sold it new, now they get to sell it again, and wait till you see it. Beautiful crystal red metallic. Hard to find that color. 20-inch chrome wheels for the trim. It's got the SLT package with heated and cooled leather seats. Only 89,000 miles. The price, about a third of what you pay for it on a lot. $24,995, but wait, there's more. Today only, if you tell them Scott Halen sent you, $23,950. Say Todd Mitchell. It'll get you an even better deal. They might go $23,949. That's $1,000 off. $23,900. We're talking about a beautiful GMC Yukon, one owner, local trade, with only 80-some thousand miles on. Great deal, okay?
Drop my name all you want, folks. If it helps you, it helps you. Fantastic.
721 Main, West Main in Valley City, online at Pucklitz.com or PucklitzValleyCity.com. Pucklitz is North Dakota's home for Chevy. And Medora is North Dakota's home for fun. And as promised, we're going to find out about the kickoff to the wonderful season in Medora with that musical. Justin Fisk is with us. Justin, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm wonderful here in the Badlands.
Is it a beautiful day in the Badlands, too?
Yeah, I heard you giving the weather rundown across the state. It is sunny, not a cloud in the sky in Medora, and just a slight breeze. Awesome early summer day.
By the way, I love weather reports any day, but especially on a beautiful day. They're pretty darn fun. We started the day with a listener that said Van Hook looks beautiful this morning. Even sent us a picture. So, and he is right. But the Badlands in Medora are always beautiful, no matter the weather. And it's a beauty right now. What you got planned for this year's musical? Tell us when you're kicking things off and what we're doing.
Well, absolutely. It's opening week. This week we start this year's Medora musical Friday night, June 2nd is the big opener, and we're going full steam ahead to get the show ready. I know the cast was rehearsing the whole show last night till about 11 o'clock. And the show this year, I'm really excited about, Scott. We always have a really good tribute to Theodore Roosevelt in the Medora musical. We always tribute the American West and patriotism. But we always bring a brand new twist to it. And this year's theme, I think you're really going to like. I can't tell you everything about it, but we're going with a theme of hometown heroes. And the way our nation is right now, I think we need a little bit of honoring of the hometown heroes. And it could be anything from law enforcement officers, first responders, firefighters, or that teacher that really makes differences in their hometowns. So we're really excited to kick off this year's Medora musical on Friday.
Wow, that's fantastic. That sounds great. And I don't know how you can go to the Medora musical and not get a lump in your throat every year. It always is so patriotic and has such a good, theme to it and uplifting. And, it's just fantastic. It is God and country is what I always think when I come away. But to add now a hometown heroes theme to it, wow, you're gonna one up the already incredible Medora musical. That should be fantastic. Anything else you want our listeners to know about this year's Medora musical other than it starts Friday night?
Well, Friday night is opening night for the Medora musical, but also your quintessential dinner and a show piece, the Pitchfork Steak Fondue, opens on Friday. You got to do that with your Medora musical. And our Theodore Roosevelt repriser, Joe Wiegand, is back. He'll be doing a summer full of shows in Medora. His first show is Friday afternoon. And if you haven't seen Joe Wiegand as Theodore Roosevelt, you have to see him because he's one of the best in the world at reprising our TR.
I've never seen him and not learned something about Teddy Roosevelt or our great country. He is just a treasure. He's incredible.
I forget I'm not talking to the real TR a lot of times.
Yeah, he's got it down all the way. What's the best way for folks to get tickets and get all lined up for this season at Medora?
Best way to plan your trip to Medora is to start at medora.com. You can get all the information, times, dates, prices, and all of that at medora.com. You can book your tickets. You can book your rooms there. But, hey, if you're a phone person, we'd love to hear from you, too. 1-800-MEDORA-1 is a great number to call us at. And, hey, we've got a bus rolling out of Bismarck on Friday. Get you dinner and a show and back home same night. Check that out at medora.com as well.
Love the bus idea. I just love Medora. It's my favorite place on the planet. No doubt about it. North Dakota's most visited place for a lot of good reasons. Justin Fisk, thank you very much. More coming up, friends. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay, superior benefits too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592 to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.